State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Today, we are going to take you to an ordinary community meeting that happened this week in Grand Rapids. There was no big news out of the meeting. We have no big headline to report. It was just an ordinary meeting about a topic that shouldn't be ordinary at all. The gymnasium at the Baxter Community Center in Grand Rapids started filling up a little before 6 Monday night. Dinner was provided. Parents and kids loaded up styrofoam plates, then sat down with their meals at the rows of tables. It was a full house. As the meal finished, napkins folded on plates, a man in a dark gray suit took hold of the microphone and began his presentation.
I grew up here in Grand
In front of
Rapids.
Him were families, parents,
young,
children, young children. The man talked for a while, and eventually he got to this.
They have more power than you do. They have guns. They have legal authority to kill you.
They have legal authority to kill you, he says, as children and parents look on. He's talking, of course, about the police. The people in this gym are almost all black. The man's name is Stephen Drew. He's a civil rights attorney in Grand Rapids. He was invited to be a part of this community meeting by the local chapter of the NAACP. This meeting was advertised to the community as an information session to know your rights. But as he went on, Drew admitted most of his advice had nothing to do with rights.
These are just survival tips. They aren't really what your rights are. They're more survival tips on the street.
He tells the young black men in the audience they will be stopped by police at some point. When they are, he says, the most important thing is to remain calm. Don't make any sudden movements. Don't argue. Don't run. This kind of talk is maybe not the way most Americans talk to their kids about police, certainly not young kids. But it is the way many black parents talk to their kids about police. Because they know what the statistics show. Black people, and young black men in particular, are more likely to be stopped by police. And in the instances when police use deadly force, the victims are disproportionately black.
You know, this forum was it was really good for the youth to hear this.
Brandon Jamon was one of the parents in the audience.
Because this is something that's actually happening, like it really does happen. Black people aren't just complaining for no reason.
The leaders at many police departments will tell you those complaints are being heard, especially after the events in Ferguson, Missouri. This week, the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety announced new policies to reduce racial profiling of suspects. In Grand Rapids, the local chapter of the NAACP is sponsoring a new scholarship to help aspiring black officers make it through the police academy. The hope is that with better relations between black communities and the police, meetings like the one on Monday will no longer be the norm.
We shouldn't have to get a session like that. We gotta have personal black gathering sessions to teach us what not to do to be killed on the street.
Jewelyn Richardson was at the Monday meeting with her 10-year-old son, Khalil. He was engaged, and he even asked a question during Stephen Drew's presentation on survival tips.
That's sad. For my 10-year-old, a survival tip on how not to be assaulted and abused just for being who you are, a survival tip.
But even though she was clearly upset about the message, Richardson says she's grateful her son got to hear advice on how to avoid potential violence by police officers. She says the way things work now, he may need that advice. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.